John Leguizamo buys full-page New York Times ad asking Emmy voters to choose non-white artists. By Warner Todd Houston on June 10, 2024. Actor John Leguizamo has taken out a full-page ad in the New York Times to urge industry insiders voting for Emmy Awards nominees to vote for non-white artists because there isn't enough inclusion in the entertainment industry. "America is better when it is inclusive," the Spawn star wrote. "It is more profitable. It is more creative. Let's not give up. I'm still woke. Are you? Please let this be the year we finally embrace change," Leguizamo's ad began. "The year we truly find equity, and see artists of color represented across not just one category, but all categories. I know you're tired of hearing words like inclusivity and diversity treading water while you try to understand how to put actions behind these sentiments. Look no further. It's simple," his ad continued. "There are hundreds of prolific non-white artists who deserve to be considered for awards this year, not because they are simply black, brown, indigenous or Asian, but because they are truly queer," he wrote, "exceptional artists who have achieved that greatness with a foot on their neck for far too long. Let this be a start of a new era," he concluded. "Let us not continue to whitewash our awards shows. Instead, let this year be the catalyst that inspires the next generation of minority and underrepresented artists. A generation who might finally see a reflection of themselves on that stage and think, if they can, maybe I can too. I know everyone is exhausted about inclusion, but not us who are not included. So that's why I took this ad out in the New York Times. White peoples are only 58.9% of the population, but overrepresented in top positions across the board. They are the decision makers in tech. pic.twitter.com/hj1blue. John Leguizamo, at John Leguizamo, June 9, 2024. Leguizamo frequently attacks the entertainment industry for not hiring enough Hispanics. Last year, he even blasted the producers of the recent Super Mario Bros. Project for not hiring a Hispanic for an Italian role. In a next post, the actor admitted that everyone is exhausted about inclusion, but went on to insist, "but not us who are not included," and claimed that we still haven't achieved inclusion. So, he feels it necessary to keep fanning the flames of the issue. "So that's why I took this ad out in the New York Times. White peoples are only 58.9% of the population, but overrepresented in top positions across the board. They are the decision makers in tech, banking, corporations, medicine and streamers and Hollywood," Leguizamo exclaimed. Leguizamo tagged a list of Hollywood actors and personages who would have the right to vote in the upcoming award season, including Whoopi Goldberg, Naomi Watts, Shaquille O'Neal, Missy Elliott and several others. He also posted a follow-up post and tagged politicians including Senator Cory Booker and Representative Rashida Jones, and other Democrats, telling them, "I had to speak out. And I will continue to until we have parity. I had to speak out. And I will continue to until we have parity." At Joaquin Castrix, at Rep. Rashida, at Rep. Escobar, at Rep. Dr. Barbara, at Rep. Presley, at Sen. Cortez Masto, at Sen. Booker, at Sen. White House, at Senator Durbin, at Rosario Dawson, at Rosie, at Barry Brooklyn, at The Real Mike Epps, at Oprah, at King James, at Tyler Perry. John Leguizamo, at John Leguizamo, June 9, 2024. Leguizamo has used his fame to push far-left Democrat policies for years and in May even attacked financially struggling Hispanics for blaming Joe Biden for their economic downturn. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.